I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Salem Media Group, where Charlie Kirk hosted a radio talk show host and podcast, is mourning his fatal assassination. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Salem Media CEO Dave Santrella expressed profound sorrow over Kirk's killing and called it a cowardly and vile act of violence carried out to silence one of America's boldest Christian conservative voices. Santrella said the assassination was not just an attack on Charlie, it was an attack on free speech and the values he championed. He extended heartfelt condolences to the Kirk family, his friends, and those grieving this senseless loss. Salem Media is the parent company of SRN News and townhall.com. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox called it a political assassination. A person of interest was in custody Wednesday evening, though no charges were immediately announced. Utah authorities said the shooter wore dark clothing and fired from a roof on campus some distance away. Utah Valley University sophomore Dallin Gilbertson said he was at the scene and described the moments before Kirk was shot.
I was probably in the third or fourth row, and people were in front of me, so I couldn't really see Charlie very well. And then they were debating, and someone approached him and asked the question, how many school shootings or shootings in general are done at the hands of people who are transgender? Charlie Kirk says, too many. Now, at this point, they're just debating back and forth, and because the microphones weren't like the best, I couldn't really hear what's going on. The crazy thing is that right as they're debating about gun violence, we hear a gunshot. I don't see Charlie Kirk at this point because people are in front of me, but my friend was with me, and we just start running off.
Kirk's death was announced by President Trump. This is SRN News. The new pope is following in the footsteps of the old pope.
Conservative Catholics are outraged at the decision by Leo XIV to name Roman Museum Director Christiana Perella the new president of the Pontifical Academy of Fine Arts. She is well known for publishing homoerotic and sadomasochistic works that would be inappropriate to even describe here. The academy she will be leading was established 500 years ago by the Vatican to promote Christianity through the visual arts, music, and literature. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers are set to debate a government-proposed framework to recognize same-sex partnerships. The debate this week will result in a vote determining the future of the city's LGBT couples. The proposal follows a 2023 landmark court ruling in favor of same-sex unions. Passage of the bill would allow couples who already have formed unions overseas to register their partnerships. SRN News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is holding talks with visiting Israeli President Herzog.
The visit was already controversial before Israel's airstrikes in Doha yesterday. The president of Israel has a largely ceremonial role, but Isaac Herzog was accused of using dehumanizing language against Palestinians in Gaza back in October 2023. Sir Keir Starmer's spokesman said he'd raise with President Herzog the steps Israel must take to end what he called the horrific suffering happening there now. 60 MPs have written to Sir Keir asking what legal advice the government was given over whether President Herzog's visit is compatible with the UK's obligations under the Genocide Convention.
The BBC's Caroline Hawley. The European Commission president will seek sanctions and a partial trade suspension against Israel. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.